Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to the Mount Carroll Church of God, and we're going to have the announcements. There's the new study Bible, or we believe, is out there. We're studying from now, and then there's a sign-up sheet out in the Northex for a membership class. If you want to take the membership class, sign up, and it starts on February 6th. And then we've got our new text messages, which used to be our prayer chain call, is in effect. So if you're not getting the new text message, either let someone know, or if you haven't signed up out in the Northex, sign up. And it seems to be working well. But along with that, if you want to respond back and make a phone call, you don't call that number that comes across on that text message, because it don't get answered right away. But if you call the regular office numbers, it will work. So, and then I remind you, today we have our chili cook-off, and then a special party for Ralph Eads today. So we hope you will attend and come to that. And also the 2022 offering envelopes are still out in the Northex if you want to pick them up. And we have our prayer list that's out on the table. If you want to pick that up, you can get that. And also, we've been praying for John Ricketts this week. We didn't know whether he was going to be here, but he's going to be preaching today. So praise the Lord, he's here. And we also want to pray for the offering today. So our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you have blessed us with, and we just ask you to take the offering and that we can use it to further the kingdom and to run the church, and we just bless this in your son's name. Amen.
Shall we stand?
Spirit within me. never be the same again. I can never return.
I'll close the door.
I will walk the path. I'll run the race.
And I will never be the same again.
And I will never be the same again.
You may be seated.
Mr. Bond, gotcha, baby, right here. See that? It's for you. I'll put that there for now. Now everybody knows you can't escape out the back door. Thank you for coming. I'm not gonna touch it, it'll go crazy. We'll leave it where it's at. Awesome, and made me think it was a donut and I wanted to eat it. For those of you who can or haven't yet, the We've Believed book. Tim's been going through it a little bit, and about a month or so ago, it was awesome. He's like, John, do you want to talk? I'm like, does fat men like cake? I love cake. And he's like, well, you want to talk on this day? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, I got two ideas. I've got A and B and maybe C. And he gets like, well, this would work. So we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit today. Which is amazing. I love the Holy Spirit, what he does for us. But everybody, we're not going to start speaking in tongues, all right? Somebody isn't going to go in back and grab a snake and have a stake charmer here. We're not going to be grabbing the flutes and blowing horns and waving trumpets around. Relax. The Holy Spirit is a gift. So basically, we're going to talk about gifts. So if you would, I've got a little acronym for gifts. Write gifts down on a piece of paper. We're going to go through it here coming up. But primarily we're going to be in Acts and Matthew and Corinthians. We're going to bounce around just a little bit, not a whole lot, because I like to kind of stay centralized. But those of you who've been around a little while, you know who Focus on the Family is, yes? Everybody, yeah, for the most part? Yeah, we know who Focus on the Family is. I love on Focus on the Family, they talk about four personalities. And also they talk about love languages. And for Angie and I, it was amazing because I found out who she was, she found out who I was, and we found out how to meld and basically our gifts and how we can get closer as a husband and wife, but not only that, but as friends. And not only that, how we can bless other people through gifts and through our abilities that God gave us. And that's really what we're going to talk about as the Holy Spirit, is that thought process. Not only does it help you come together as spouse, as husband and wife, but it helps you come together as a church. Can we agree with that? Yes or no? Yeah, we can. Because if we know how to relate to Mr. Bunn, Lord help us, right? We can relate to him very well. Or how about the Davises, right? Or how about John Ricketts, if you can figure out, keep trying, right? But it helps us come together as a family. And we meld together close, and we get tight, and we're bonded, and we understand that this person likes to be talked to this way, or this person's a little standoffish in crowds. So we're going to talk about a little way. Lion. This is a characteristic. One of the four personalities is a lion. What do you think I am? A lion is like a type A individual. It's that guy you want to put a bit in his mouth and try to reel him in a little bit. Best of luck, because they're gone. They're the one who just keeps going. So a lion takes charge, is determined, is assertive, firm, committed, enjoys challenges, bold, decision maker, leader. Nah, I don't know about that, but hey. What about goal-driven? What about self-reliant? What about adventurous? I love adventure. I love change, right? That's a lion. Somebody who's willing to go, oh, yeah, I can see that happening. Well, let's A, B, and C, and they start kind of formulating in their head and before anybody else is like formulating, they're talking about it. Well, we got to do this and this, and they're writing it all down. The lion, his biggest thing is say, trust me, it'll work out. Well, I don't know about that. Just it's okay. So that's a lion. So how about an otter? They take risks. They're visionaries. They're motivators. They're energetic. They're very, very, very verbal. Ashley Bunn. What about a promoter? What about... I don't know about this one so much, but avoids details. What about fun-loving, Ashley Bunn? What about deep relationships, right? An otter loves relationships because they know if they have that relationship, other people are going to listen. What about adaptable, sympathetic? What about thoughtful? What about nurturing, patient, tolerant? I'm sorry, I messed up here. That was Golden Retriever. What about enjoys challenge, creative, group-oriented, mixes wells, optimistic? That's an otter. They like to say this phrase, ready? Trust me. Trust me. Because they've already figured it out, right? The third one is a golden retriever. They're loyal, non-demanding, even-keeled, avoids conflict, enjoys routine, dislikes change, deep relationships again. They're adaptable, sympathetic again, they're thoughtful, they're nurturing, they're patient, they're tolerant, good listener. Which one do you think my wife is? Because thank you, Jesus, let me tell you, to put up with me. I've learned that that's my wife, that she's going to be there. That's the gift that God has blessed her. Can we agree that God is deliberate, yes or no? Yes, right? All right, folks, I've had no coffee or tea since Wednesday, so you got to help me out here. This sermon's going to go really long. Turn the crock pots down so this chili doesn't burn. But God is deliberate, and he'll pair us and put us around people that we can blend with, that we can be a part of their lives, and they can be a part of our lives. And that's the family, right? We talked about it downstairs in Sunday school. You know, I love gangster movies and gangster shows. I just love them. Because what do? Oh, they go to church, do their church thing, and they go out and they ice somebody. Hey, slap them with the fish, and they put them under the ground, right? But then they turn around, and they go back to church. And the church family. But the biggest thing they talk about is that word, family. The Holy Spirit helps us and guides us and directs us and fills us and nurtures us and directs us again so we can join together as a family. We are understanding so far? The last one's a beaver. I love a beaver. They're deliberate, they're controlled, they're reserved, they're predictable, they're orderly. They're the OCD type person, right? They're factual, they're discerning, they're detailed, they're analytical. They say this, though. How was it done in the past? They like that phrase. How was it done in the past? Because they don't want to do it like they did it in the past. They're the ones that's sitting down. They're calculating everything. They're writing it all down. And their thought process, they're getting everything written down. They're going, you know, 1 + 1 should equal 3. Why is it equaling 2? 2 is what we did in the past. 3 is what we need to go to. We've been blessed with a new pastor, a new shepherd, right? Amen? Where we did it in the past, people. We are at the 1 + 1 = 2. 3 is the future. That's what the Holy Spirit gives to us. It gives us the ability to come together and understand what's going on collectively as a family. The next thing is love languages. I love languages. There's 5 primary love languages. Physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, giving, receiving gifts, and acts of service. My physical touch is acts of service, giving, receiving gifts. My wife's, quality time, touching. What I'm getting at is every one of us, God has fashioned us, deliberately put us together in a way where we all come together, that we know that some of us like to be hugged, right? They like that touch. Some of us are like, nah, don't think so. Some of us are like, you look really nice in that. You really look nice in that sweater today. Some of us are like, yeah, so what? It's a sweater. I pulled it out of the bottom dresser drawer. No, you took time to put that sweater on for a reason, right? Some of us like little gifts, small little things that may mean nothing to anybody else, but guess what? The one that you give it to means everything in the world. The Holy Spirit guides us in that. That little nudge in the bottom of our stomach, that little nudge that just pulls at us with everything there is, guess what that is? That's the Holy Spirit talking to us. And when he pulls, and when he nudges, and when he's pushing on you, please listen. We're going to go to prayer. Just a little heads up. I've got about 5 pages of intro. Angie's already seen it. And the last page is a sermon notes. So if we're ready, we'll go from there. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come in this house. I thank you, Lord, for who you are. I thank you not only that, Lord, but for your word and your blessing and your presence. Fill our hearts and minds, Lord. Bless us with your word and knowledge. Let everything, Lord, flow from my mouth that's to be and the things that are not, Lord, keep it away. Help us, Lord, to hear. Help us, Lord, to see. In your name, amen. One little thing I forgot on prayer. Ready? This is a praise. Sean Leach, Prayer Warriors, who's been praying for Sean Leach. Remember the name? He comes back to work next week. Praise God. He was fighting tongue cancer. He comes back. Keep praying for him, though. Awesome man. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Believes in Christ. That's a thumbs up. That's a good thing. So here we go. G is forgiven. So of the gifts, G is forgiven in Acts 1:1-5. In the first book, O Theophilus, I dealt with the things that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day when he was taken up. After he had given commands to the Holy Spirit, the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them after the suffering of many proofs, appearing to them during the 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit in days from now. Jesus began to teach. This is huge. This is a big thought process. He grabbed his apostles. He collected them, brought them close. So when he taught, everything was proven. When he taught, everything was deliberate. When they were there, they saw the miracles. How many of us have the nerve to walk up to a leper and hold them passionately? How many of us have the nerve or the ability to walk up to somebody who's just suffering so bad? So many people, guess what? Their gift isn't touch, right? They won't do it because their gift isn't touch. They will not touch somebody because they don't have that compassion. Some of us do. We have that, hey, whatever. That compassion. Yeah, okay, fine. Christ had this compassion in him, that he would take and he'd walk up and he'd cleanse. You're blind and you want healed. What about that? Christ spitting in the dirt, putting it on their eyes, and he was healed. The apostles saw these marvelous acts. It says in John 32 that Christ was not just a teacher. He was a teacher of God. That's who he was. The apostles saw this. They saw the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, all in one. They saw this. This is what excites me every day when I read the Word. I get the Word out, and I'm like, duh, you moron. They're all the same. You have this. It's for us, too. It's a gift. It's free. God had it all deliberate so that we can have it as well. Christ says so here. It's a deliberate gift. I love gifts. Mr. Bunn, you awake? That's my man. So my question here is, why would they go to Jerusalem? And I had to do some digging. I mean, a common thought process is, you know, well, yeah, it's Passover. Well, no, it's more than that. That Christ comes riding in on what, folks? What's he ride in on? Yeah, exactly. Even Larry, he's like, oh, donkey. I love his deep voice. You need to sing, brother. He comes riding in. But see, they didn't get it. The Passover was being celebrated. The Passover was already there. And the Passover is coming in on a donkey, right? Christ was there all the way back. The Passover was there. They've been celebrating this whole time, and they didn't understand the gift was already there. So here they are. They're taking off their coats, and they're throwing them down, praising Christ, putting everything down, and he comes riding in. But wait a minute. That's not a victor. They still didn't get it. That's not a victor. How is he's a prince of peace. Well, why is that? He's got nothing, and he's on a donkey. But they're still celebrating. They're expecting this, what, you know, this big triumphal entry on this huge, you know, stud just riding it in with all of his shining armor and everything. That's not who Christ was. That's not what it was about. But see, the thing is, the gift that was given to them, they also, not only that, hours later, what do? They betrayed it. I said it out in the foyer earlier. I can't remember. I was talking to Mr. Eads. We talked about churches a little bit, and we talked about it in Sunday school. It's like this, wife swapping. And I bring that up because it's this. Here's what I am. Here's why I bring it up. It's because we are the bride of Christ. Are we not? Yes, we are the bride. Should we not stay loyal to who Christ is? Yes, right? That Christ is a gift to us. We are to stay loyal to our bridegroom. We are the family. We are the church. We are filled with that free gift of the Holy Spirit. The Passover was awesome, but how about Pentecost? What does Pentecost really mean? You know, for some of us, we're not intelligent for things like that. I take it like this. Ready? It's simple. Christ's death, resurrection, and we're celebrating it. Simple terms. But it means in Greek, it means the 15th, if I read it correct. It means the finished, the final finale. Like when we do fireworks for 4th of July, it's great all the way through, right? The fireworks are awesome. We see them, they're popping off. We ooh and ah, and we're getting excited because we're knowing, hey, it's almost an hour, and it's going on, it's continuing. Then all of a sudden you hear this just huge finale. That's what that is, folks. That at that moment, not only Christ rode in as the Passover lamb, but also he rode in as the finale, as done, it's finished. They didn't understand it. That the final gift was to come, and that was the Holy Spirit, that it was going to be delivered to us. That everything that happened up to that point led to his crucifixion. So gifts are given, which was interested to me. It says here in the same verse, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Can we really imagine what would happen if we slow down? All of us, just slow down. How many's here? How many's here today, Dick? Do you know? 97. Awesome. counting babies and everything else, roughly 97. What if all of us got together, slowed down, started praying for the Holy Spirit to come and fill us all? Just to come and anoint us 100%. What would happen to Mount Carroll? I think of it like this. What would happen to our schools? Yeah, Mary, thank you. I'm glad you're here. Right? What would happen to the people that are representing us? We pay them every year, and they keep passing laws that we don't like, we don't appreciate. What would happen if Mount Carroll all of a sudden erupted and was changed? Don't you think that could spread to Savannah? Yeah? What about Lanark? What about Stockton? It's a little bit further away. Can it spread there? Gifts are given deliberately. Acts 1, 6 through 8. I intentionally. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for me to know the times and the seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will see power. The Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth." You know, this is interesting because the apostles are asking if they're going to restore, if he's going to restore the kingdom. They were not only under the Jewish thought process and laws, but what about the Roman? And they were tired of it. They were expecting Christ. You know, here he is, this triumphal entry. He's coming in, and they're screaming, "The Messiah, the Messiah," and they're expecting things to be changed. And Christ is like, "Whoa, wait a minute here. Hold on. You aren't to know this." They're tired of Roman authority. They didn't realize he was Prince of Peace. They didn't realize it. He thought, again, as I said earlier, he's going to pull this sword out and start laying things down how it is. But Christ is just saying, relax. It's not going to happen. You don't have the right to ask this question. You know that Christ had to be taken? He had to die for us, that he had to rise for us, and he had to ascend for us for one primary reason: that was a gift of the Holy Spirit, that comforter would come upon us. So at the times of need, the times when we're there, that we don't know what's going on and we can't handle things, guess what's there? Amen. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is there. He's walking with you. When there's things so far above our heads and we can't understand why, guess who's there? Holy Spirit. The Comforter is there. The word here that actually means, you know, intentionally is what I said, but the word here actually refers to this: the helper or the aid. The Holy Spirit would grant to speak the power of tongues, preaching the gospel to great effect, to endure great trials and tribulations. I read this in an 1879 log I found this week. It was awesome. I'm just flipping through trying to find miscellaneous things, and all of a sudden here it comes up, and I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. 1879, they had that idea and thought process. 2022, we don't have that thought process. Matthew 28, 16 through 17, F is four. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Who is F for, really? If I'm saying F is for, who's it for and for what purpose? The gift of the Holy Spirit helps us to believe, helps us to understand the things of God, and most of all, that there is one God, one Son, one Holy Spirit, and guess what? Three equals one. All three of them are the same. And then I was thinking, too, why Galilee? You know, you want me to walk 100-plus miles, you know, like the hard lion in me says, why? I see you here, Lord, in Jerusalem. Why do I got to go to Galilee? you're right here. 100+ miles. How about where we're called, folks? We go. Right, amen? Where we're called, we go. Hello, Tim. Where you're called, you go. Tim's here, right? I wasn't expecting him here. So I got to talk to him a little bit. I told him I was going to rip it up, throw it away. But that's the thing, folks. Where the Holy Spirit calls us, we must go. Everyone's here today for a purpose, right? Why do you come to Mount Carroll Church of God? I heard it in Sunday school. Because we're family. And I didn't say it. Somebody else said it. We're family. We come because we feel what? We feel welcomed, right? We come because why? Because we all interact. Guess what? We're starting to do this. We're starting to get closer and come tighter and tighter. And eventually when a church comes that tight, guess what? It grows exponentially. A massively eruption. And that's what we're hoping for. Not only for the growth, not only for that aspect of it, but guess what? Because when there's growth, hopefully there's salvation. When there's salvation, hopefully there's baptism. When there's baptism, hopefully there's indwelling. Hopefully when there's indwelling, guess what? We grow more. And that's okay. That's awesome. That's excellent. That's what Christ came and talked to us about. That's why he told them to go to Galilee. Can you imagine on the way? If Ron would come up, I'd shoulder and shoulder with them, and we'd walk. And guess what? As we're walking, what are we going to talk about, Ron? We're going to talk about God, aren't we? Did you see Christ do this? And they're talking, and on there all the way to Galilee, they're talking. And guess what? Could you imagine everybody they're influencing on the way? Or do you think they're like, oh, well, he said we had to go. Can you imagine? How are we going to get there? What are we going to eat? I'm hungry. Hey, and then all of a sudden somebody from back, if you guys don't stop fighting, I'm going to pull this thing over, right? But how awesome is that? To go all that way on foot with just what they have with them, and that's it. They go because they're told. This is going to hurt a little bit, but I'm going to say it. If all we do is sit in our pews and sing our songs, listen to a fat rambler like me, church, we've missed it. Do you hear me? We've missed it. The gift is an amazing gift. If you think you can't get through the day, think again. Pray. If you think cancer is bad, it's bad. Think again. Pray. Christ can heal. Amen? If you think your marriage is bad, think again. Pray. If you think whatever the circumstance is, guess what? Pray. If that's not working 100%, tell you what, I'm sure a lot of us can handle fasting for a little while. Fast a meal. And then when you fast that meal, pray. Come before God. Cry out what's going on and pray. Nothing will ever change your life more than fasting and prayer. Matthew 28:18 through 20. Cool, the intro is almost done. T stands for transforming, and S stands for society. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them with the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end." T is transforming. Through God, through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we can do anything. We have all authority. It's been given to us. If we're a Bible-believing society, if we hold this word up and we believe it, we eat it and it tastes like honey, guess what, church? We have authority. If we've accepted Christ as a Savior, believe he was born of a virgin, died on a cross, guess what? We have authority. Rose and went to heaven, sitting in the right hand of Father. Guess what? We have authority, do we not? Yes? Amen. Come on now. I've had no coffee. Think how it would be if I had coffee. He says, go to the ends of the earth. How about Afghanistan, Jeff? He went. Did you not live it out there? Yeah, you lived who you were. You're an officer. You had to be strict and cruel, but guess what? Were you or were you not a Christian there while you're an officer? Amen. Iraq. That's, oh, I don't know, John. You're getting a little, you're stepping on toes. That's a little far. How about our jails? Who here has done prison ministry? Yeah, Tim, he's done it. I've done it. I've never heard brothers sing so happy as in a prison ministry. What about serving your community? EMTs, fire, Dave, appreciate it, brother, you're here. Serving our community proudly with the holy boldness of the Holy Spirit within us. You know, go to the schools. Oh, well, Afghanistan, Iraq's too far. I understand that. Go to our schools. What can I do? Myrna Handel goes into our schools. Helps these kids read. You know how much I would have loved it if I would have had a Myrna when I was at that age. I wouldn't have learned how to read until I was, Angie, what? We were married, and I was still having issues with third grade level books. I couldn't read. It's not that I didn't want to. I didn't understand how to. And I'd say, Angie, what is this? And she'd look at me, and she goes, really? I'm like, I still do it. What's this mean? Hey, Google, my phone's not working. You slam your phone down, try tapping it in, you spell it wrong, and it gives you something else. Thank you, spell check, right? We laugh, but it's true. Church, we have the authority of the Holy Spirit to do His work for His glory, for His kingdom. That's who the Holy Spirit is. I've got 20 minutes yet. Perfect. Intro's done. This is 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. I put it this, how do we transform society? You don't have the slide for it, so, oh, you do have it. There you go. How do we transform society? Because that's the ultimate question. We're wanting to do it, right? But how do we transform society? 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, I put it this, gifts from the Holy Spirit. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but the same God who empowers everyone. To each given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the Spirit utterance of wisdoms, and to another utterance knowledge according to the same Spirit, and another faith by the same Spirit, and another gifts of healing of the Spirit, and another works of the miracles, and another prophecy, and another ability to distinguish between spirits, and another various kinds of tongues, to another interpretance of tongues. Here's the key. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who appoints to each one individual his will. Did you catch that last part? We all have different gifts within the body of Christ. Dave Bunn, come on up, buddy. Joking. Come on, right here. That's all right. We talked about it a month ago. No? You sure? It's a good gift. Nah, he doesn't want to do it. Can I open it for you then? I can do that? All right. I've got the best gift this year for Christmas. It's right here. Angie saw this box. You remember this box, honey? Yes. I thought I'd be an awesome husband. And I took and I put a can of tuna in here, and I left, gave her the box like this under the Christmas tree. And she opens it up. She goes, you got me a cat? No, I didn't get you a cat. Look on the bottom. And there was a little note on the bottom that she had to go about, and kind of like a treasure hunt. So she got it, and she kind of figured it out about a half hour later, and she got to second part. Guess what was there? Another note. She had to figure that one out. She had it for the most part, but she couldn't find where it was. And guess what? When she did, guess what was there? Another note. She took an hour to figure that last one out. I was enjoying. She wasn't enjoying. Bad husband. Bad husband. But was it a good gift? Would you do it again for that gift?
No.
So here's the point, right? I'm going to open Bun's gift, And I know what's in there because I put it in there, obviously. So I know what kind of get. You're really going to. You sure you want me to do this, Mr. Bunn? I can open it. I don't want to go to jail for opening somebody else's stuff. He says yes. I'm not going to go to jail. No, I'm not going to go to jail. Oh, look at that. Mr. Bunn, you missed out. Look at that. Would you have liked that gift? He's got a bunch of them. See, listen, this gift wasn't for him. It was for me. Right? Angie and Karen made me a beautiful gift, the best gift I got for Christmas. It came late, but that's okay. This is the best gift that I got. Why? It was deliberate. It was intentional. Why? It was for me. That's what it's about with the Holy Spirit Church. It's deliberate, it's intentional, and it's for you. It guides us and directs us. Everybody has different gifts. Everybody has different abilities. That's what makes us a family. EMT, not everybody does the exact same thing on the EMT squad, right? Some drive. Some people can't handle seeing blood. My wife would pass out. I am like, whatever, let's get it done. The fire department, Dave's here. Love him to death, right? Some people do internal. They go inside. Some people go on ladders. Fat boy's not getting on a ladder. I will if I have to, if an officer says get on a ladder. Everybody has, it's the same way in the church. Everybody has their gift. Everybody has their ability. When we learn to understand, hey, who are we? What do? What's our gift? We come together united and full as a family. And we cannot be separated. Amen? All right, I'm going to get ready to wrap it up. I've meddled too long. What proof is there as the Spirit's within us? What proof do we have? I've always asked that, what proof? And I fail at a lot of these, so you guys will figure out which one I fail at. But I say to you, in Galatians 5:16, fruits of the Spirit, but I say to you, by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you lend to the Spirit, you are under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, these things are like these. I warn you this, I have warned you before, that those that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, guidance, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus are crucified of the flesh. And this is the passion of the desire. Church, peace. You're having issues. Pray for peace. Pray that it comes on you. You're having hard times. Guess what? Fits of anger. How many of us get angry? Lord, help me. We do. Larry, let me tell you. Yeah, we do. Sometimes we just get so, Mr. Bunn's like, I don't. He's a golden retriever. Good job, Mr. Bunn. I love you. Right? But some of us get so worked up. I am such a hard A individual. I would rather put my hands up on a discussion and say, hey, fine, if you want to do that, absolutely. Instead of cause riff or frustration or conflict. Because let me tell you, if I think I'm correct, I'm going to fight tooth and nail for it. But guess what? In the church, we can't do that, can we? We shouldn't. My view and my perspective is not always right. But unfortunately, I'm a lion, and I'm trying not to be. But God made me a lion, and if I see something, I want it. I want it now. I want a Red Ryder BB gun, right? You'll shoot your eye out. We have to stay on focus with that. Find out who we are. Jesus Christ has crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. Our Lord and Savior did that for us. For what? The free gift. Juan, you can add an awesome hat, but he has many of them for the free gift. So as they come, let's, Mary, come on up. Let's get ready to do our song. I'll close in prayer and go from there.
Shall we stand?
I'm sure we all love gifts in one way or another. Gift of touch, something tangible, just the words of, hey, you look really nice today. Think about it. The Holy Spirit is there. The gift of the Spirit is awesome. Pray. Accept. Gracious Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to come together as a family. I thank you, Lord, for your guidance and protection. Fill our hearts, Lord, and our minds. Help us, Lord, to give you glory always. In your name, amen. In the back are the offering plates, if you would, please.